Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You got snow where you are, Jill?
A little bit on the ground still, okay. Just a tiny bit.
We've had so much ice, we can't get de-iced up here. She's not co-hosting today. She's just
Invite me anytime.
That would be fun to come up here if you're passing through. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, CBS News. You go to jillonmoney.com. Futures are higher. S&P about half a percent higher this after last Friday, which is kind of a bit of a bloodbath, about 2% in the NASDAQ, almost 1.75% in the S&P. Jill, before we get into any of that stuff, I mean, the column this week, the blog, is about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is not that old, and it seems like its life is short-lived. Is it really going to go away?
It's not going to completely go away. It's very hard to just wipe out an agency once it's into existence, but essentially, the Trump administration has gutted the agency and let go the former director, Rohit Chopra. By the way, he was on 60 Minutes last night, and I wrote this column a week before they did this piece. I didn't even know they were doing this piece. So, listen, the CFPB, it came into existence back in the aftermath of the financial crisis. It was part of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Bill, right? And the interesting thing is that this was an agency that faced a lot of pushback very early on. And the reason is that sort of twofold. One is that it was like a real political pushback. The Republicans hated this agency. It was the brainchild of now Senator Elizabeth Warren. They couldn't even confirm her to get her to be the head of the CFPB. And that's why she ran for senator, by the way. But the other part is the big institutions like big banks, right? They hated it because they said, hey, we are actually regulated by seven other agencies. Why do we need another one? And, you know, the CFPB was created because there was no single agency whose sole focus was a consumer. So they've done a lot of good things. You know, they have definitely made financial statements a lot easier to read. They have protected consumers in areas like mortgage, like lending. Just think big lending, like mortgages, student loans, auto loans. They have kind of pushed through the credit reporting and scoring industry and really clamp down on payday loans. So all of this is work that the CFPB has done and it will cease to do right now.
We're talking with Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, and CBS News. So you think it was worth it? And I mean, you know, on one side, people say it's more bureaucracy. There's overlap with other, you know, departments and so on and so forth. But you think this is this will be a loss?
You know, I think it is. I understand the pushback. I really do. Like, if I am a huge institution, I am regulated by a lot of different parts of the government. I get that. On the other hand, I would point out to you that if you should look at all of the big institutions over the last 15 years since the financial crisis, and with all their whining about the complaining and the regulation, they've made a lot of money. It doesn't seem to have hurt them, right? It really hasn't.
Right.
And frankly, is it the worst thing in the world to have like one more layer of regulation just in case? And I think a lot of the smaller bad actors in the financial world, that those are the ones that the CFPB was able to regulate. They were falling through the cracks. No one cared about payday lending. By the way, the payday lending industry took a case to the Supreme Court, basically saying, hey, CFPB can't be funded. It's sort of never should have been created. And they lost the case in the Supreme Court, like 7-2. So all that being said, I think it's a good thing to have a regulator that is focused on the consumer. It would be nice if all the regulators were harmonized. And yeah, I get it. Like, I was a financial person. I know it's a drag when you have 14 different agencies that look like they're crawling in and trying to do their work. It's a bummer. And there is some duplication. On the other hand, I think the gains really, the aspects of this that are really good for consumers outweigh the problems it creates for the companies. I really do. Now, listen, if you have a complaint now, you have a lot of other places to go. I would start, by the way, with your state. The state of Connecticut has a lot of regulators. They have a securities regulator, a state bank regulator, an insurance regulator. And if it's something that's fraud, you know, we have the FTC, we have the Federal Trade Commission, which can absolutely help you if you are trying to accuse someone or you think you're a victim of a scam or a fraud. The Securities and Exchange Commission, if you have an investor-related issue. So all these things are out there. It's just a lot harder when there's not one portal that manages it.
Yeah. Two quick things before we go. One is a pretty industry standard question for you. One is a tiny bit of a curveball. Which one do you want first?
I love a curve.
So with the tariffs, are companies actually going to bring production back to the U.S.?
No. Next.
Okay.
It takes too long. It's a really long lead time to do that.
Right, because and there's a lot of upfront costs.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You know, the jobs report won't be this Friday because it's March 1st is Saturday, so that's next week. Any data points this week worth noting?
You know, we're going to get some more housing information out this week. And we had last week, it kind of, because there's such a, you know, fire hose of information every day, I just wanted to point out last week we got an existing home sales report. And the home sales are slowing down for real, okay? But I looked up the price. Remember, existing homes are really more like, I don't know, it's like 80 to 85% of all the houses that are sold in the United States. I look up the prices over the last 5 years, mm-hmm. since the beginning of COVID, right? Before COVID. Prices overall in existing homes are up 49% in 5 years.
Wow.
That is absolutely spellbinding. It is chilling to me to think that the prices are up by so much. It's so hard to come up with a down payment. Mortgage rates are, you know, hovering 6.5, 7. Doesn't look like they're moving. It is hard to buy a house.
Yeah.
And I have been keeping an eye on this for a while. There doesn't seem to be a real break in the action. So we're going to get new home sales out in the middle of the week. That's certainly going to get more expensive if these tariffs go into place. And on Friday, we're going to have personal income and spending with everybody's favorite indicator, the Fed's preferred gauge of inflation, the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index.
Mm.
All right. You don't say it. It's all right. I got it. I got your back.
I've been spending a lot. I'm doing my part. That's
thank
for sure.
You. We I'm all appreciate that.
Doing the typical American thing. I'm spending and going into more debt.
Oh, dear. Well, I hope it's good debt, not bad debt. You know what I mean by that, right?
Yeah, it's mainly paying for school and stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jill, have a great week. We appreciate it as always.
Take care.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.